Chapter 6. A Drunk Man Tells All. 18 years of age, Mumbai. I got the job at Jimmy's Bar 2 months after I arrived in Mumbai from Agra. I worked long hours and thought about Nita, who I had left behind in a hospital in Agra. She filled my head night and day. She was still in hospital, and I knew that her brother Shyam would not let me see her. Now, I was living in a dirty, cheap hut in the Dharavi slum. Memories were all around me as I walked on the streets of Mumbai, of Shantaram, the failed astronomer, Neelima Kumari, the actor, and my friend Salim. I missed Salim, but had decided not to contact him. I did not want to put him in danger with my crazy life and the plans I had. I waited to hear if I had been chosen to be a contestant on Who Will Win a Billion. But no letter came. All I wanted was to get onto that show. It was why I had come to Mumbai. One night, a man in his 30s came to the bar. He was wearing a dark suit, and he seemed sad. He had been at the bar drinking for a long time. It was late, and he was my only customer. He seemed to be rich, so I offered him another whiskey, although he had already had far too many. "That's 100 rupees, please," I told him. As he sat at the bar, he kept saying, "My dear brother, forgive me, forgive me." "What happened, sir?" I asked at last. He stared at me and then said, "Do you know who I am? I am Prakash Rao. I own the Surya Company, the biggest button factory in India." "Buttons?" I say. "Yes, buttons on shirts, trousers, coats. We make them." "Oh. And what's your brother's name?"
"My brother. My poor brother. His name was Arvind Rao."
Tears come to his eyes.
"He used to be the owner of the Surya Company before me, but he went mad. It's such a sad story."
"Tell me," I say, putting the most expensive nuts in front of him. "I have all night."
"I'm drunk, so I will tell you. He was a good businessman. He made Surya great from nothing. I wasn't very clever, but he let me work in the business. He sent me to work in the office in New York. It was a hard job, but I had a good time in New York. I met Julie there."
"Julie?"
"Yes. She was from Haiti, and she was very beautiful and interesting. She was working illegally as a cleaner, and I fell in love with her. We got married in Haiti, in Port-au-Prince, where she was from, and then we went on an amazing honeymoon to Port Louis in Mauritius. But after that, she changed. I found out many strange new things about her. And she wanted money, lots of it. She pushed me harder and harder and made me steal money from the company. Of course, my brother found out. He made me come back to Mumbai. And because he didn't trust me, he then put me in a small office in the city of Hyderabad. Julie was very angry about this. She said that because we were brothers, I should have half of the family business and money. Of course, she slowly made me believe what she was saying. I started to hate my brother for giving me a terrible job. One day, she asked me, "Are you ready to take what is rightly yours. She told me to get her a button from my brother's shirt and a bit of his hair. I thought she was crazy, but I did what she asked to keep her quiet. What she did next was really strange. She made a little doll that looked like my brother, and she sewed the button and the hair onto it. She said to me, "Imagine that this is your brother. Here is a pin. If you push the pin into the doll's head, your brother will have a terrible headache. And if you push the pin into his chest, he'll have awful chest pain. Here, try it." I thought she was joking, so I laughed and pushed the pin into the doll's chest. 2 hours later, I had a phone call to say that Arvind was having heart pains and had been taken into hospital. "What?" I cry. "That's amazing." "I know," he replied. "But soon I was attacking the doll in anger and attacking my brother. I knew it was bad, but it was strangely fun. One day, we were both at a business meeting. At the most important moment, I left the room and pushed the pin into the doll's head. I heard him suddenly cry out in terrible pain, 'Ow!' Of course, the other men at the meeting were confused and left. People thought that Arvind was going mad. He was locked up in a special hospital, but the doctors treated him badly. And 2 weeks ago, he died." "No, I'm so sorry," I said. But then I realized what I had done, what Julie had made me do. Now that Arvind is dead, I own the company and I'm rich. That's what she wanted. I hate her. I'm going to leave her or kill her. I haven't decided which yet." At this moment, he took out a small revolver. But as soon as he did this, he suddenly cried out in pain and put his hands to his chest. "Ow!" He then fell onto the bar, knocking his whiskey glass to the floor. An ambulance arrived after half an hour. A doctor examined Prakash Rao and announced that he was dead. Then the police came and checked his pockets. They found a lot of money, but they did not find a gun. Dead men do not need guns. Smita is looking at me and smiling. "You don't expect me to believe that doll story, do you?" "I have only told you what happened. I haven't told you what I think about it," I say. "But his story can't be true, can it?" "Well, the truth is sometimes stranger than lies." I do not think she believes me, but she moves forward and plays the DVD recording.
"Ladies and gentlemen," Prem Kumar says, "it's now time for question 6 for 100,000 rupees. Let's hope that Mr. Thomas knows about countries and capital cities. So, question 6. What is the capital of Papua New Guinea? Is it A. Port Louis, B. Port-au-Prince, C. Port Moresby, or D. Port Adelaide?" The music plays as I think.
"Do you have any idea at all, Mr. Thomas, about this question?"
"Yes," I say. "I know which are the incorrect answers."
"You do?"
says Prem Kumar and laughs. "Yes, I know it is not Port-au-Prince, which is in Haiti, or Port Louis, which is in Mauritius,
And it is also not Port Adelaide, because Adelaide is in Australia. So, it must be C, Port Moresby. Prem Kumar accepts my answer, and the drum sound comes.
You are correct! You have just won 100,000 rupees, says Prem Kumar.
The audience stands up and claps and shouts. Prem Kumar shakes his head. What is happening is definitely not what the producer has planned.